I've had some difficult clients in my life, but you are the first to steal my car. I'll give you that much. A taxi. I followed you in a taxi. I'm quite sure you've taken taxis before. Can't have always been chauffeur-driven around, even when you were with that prick. How did I find you? Really? So, you know that giant bracelet you've got to wear on your anklet so you can be tracked at all times? Yeah, that means I can track you as well and know where you are. Any particular reason you drove out to the lake here? What's the plan? Are you gonna try and run away? Somehow get that bracelet off you? Be homeless? You're gonna just stay here tonight? It's almost midnight. You're gonna be sleeping on this moonlight lake? Is that the plan? Or was the plan to tie a big stone to yourself and walk into the lake? You're better than that. Look, he used you, okay? He seduced you, he abandoned you, he presumably saw an opportunity in you, and he was probably planning on murdering him long before he even met you, but that's what happens. People get used. My parents were used. But they crawled their way out and raised a son who would hopefully one day fight for people like them. You want to see what it's like to really be used? Come back to Mumbai. See the kids who are brought up to beg in gangs, who get their eyes burned out so they get more money. Someone has to fight for them. That's by the by. And if someone can fight for them, you can fight for yourself. Joseph's just another person who died. At the end of the day, there are many dead. Tonight, it could be you. But I know it can't be. I can't fucking stand you, but I can see that fire in your soul. You are not the person who just lays down. Maybe he's gonna get away with this. Maybe Paul escapes justice today. Well, people escape justice all the fucking time. But my job isn't to put him in prison, it's to keep you out of it. And, you know, yeah, the death sentence thing. We've got our magic bullet now. We know who did it. We know why. We know why you were framed. We have a serious case. We can fight this in the court. We can prove, or at least create a serious reasonable doubt. And they will not be able to convict you on this. Don't throw your life away for this. Prick like that isn't fucking worth it. And Joseph got what was fucking coming to him. Let's be honest about that. The things he did to you, the things he did to his mother, for all you know, your fate was to be the same as his mother's. That's why he did this, right? Revenge? No, I've looked it up. There was not enough evidence to suggest any foul play, which is very easy to do when the doctors and the police and pathologists are all in your fucking pocket. So, while what he did to you may have been shit, maybe Paul deserves to get away with this. Maybe justice has been done. And the fact that you have to suffer for it is wrong. But if you just put your trust in me for a few more weeks, I will make sure you do not have to suffer anymore. And we will make something of this. Now, I know, but when it comes down to it, what they have is circumstantial. It's damning circumstantial. But now that we know what happened, we can gather enough evidence to support that. We can prove it's circumstantial. And then all they'll have is some fingerprints. And I know I can beat that in court. Don't give up on this. Don't give up on you. I will never give up on you. I will never give up on you. Ever. Okay? So come on. Put your hand in mine and let's get back in the car. Let's go home. We'll get pissed and talk about how shitty Paul and Jason and all other fucking blokes are. Yeah. Your life's not over, and I won't let it be over. Let's go live it. Okay?